Whiskey Zero, Charlie Juliet Victor.
Very quick thing in news, hello?
CQ, CQ, CQ. Whiskey Zero, Charlie Juliet Victor. Whiskey Zero, Charlie Juliet Victor. CQ, CQ, CQ. Whiskey Zero, Charlie Juliet Victor. Whiskey Zero, Charlie Juliet Victor. CQ, CQ, CQ. Whiskey Zero, Charlie Juliet Victor. Whiskey Zero, Charlie Juliet Victor. CQ, CQ, CQ. Whiskey Zero, Charlie Juliet Victor. Whiskey Zero, Charlie Juliet Victor.
Kilo November 6, X-ray uniform.
November 6, X-ray uniform, Whiskey Zero, Charlie Juliet Victor. Name out here is Gary, Golf Alpha Radio Yankee. I'm located in Fort Collins, Colorado. Back to you, November 6th, X-ray uniform, Whiskey Zero, Charlie Juliet Victor.
Whiskey Zero, Charlie Juliet Victor. The call is Kilo, November 6th, X-ray uniform. You're 5-5 in Northern California. Nice signal. Name here is Paul, and we're around the Oroville Lake area. QSL?
All right, Kilo, November 6th, X-ray uniform, Whiskey Zero, Charlie Juliet Victor. Glad to meet you, Paul, and say hello to you. You're about a 5-7. 5-7, you're on the backside of my beam there. Go ahead.
Roger.
Kind of surprised me there. I wish I could turn my beam around, but it's kind of stuck in the northeast, east direction right this moment. Got to do some work on it, but we'll get it done here in the next couple of... As soon as the sun decides to pop out and stay out for a little bit, we're getting some rain that we definitely needed bad, and so I'm not complaining about that. Go ahead.
Yeah, the antenna work never ends, that's for sure, Gary. Yeah, I've got kind of a similar situation. I don't have a Yagi to work with. I just moved to this a few months ago and put up a temporary antenna, which is what I'm working on now.
Okay, very, very good. Yeah, it's been extremely dry here in Colorado. We got forest fires that haven't popped up yet, but we know they're coming, so just a matter of time. But we've gotten rain for about the last 2 days here, and just a mist here and there and there, and sometimes it comes down pretty good, so we're not complaining. We're kind of enjoying that, and that's what we needed. So, very dry winter this winter. Only had about 11 inches of snow here in Fort Collins. Go ahead.
I'm going to bump your report up to a 5-7. You came up that last over. I got a little noise on my end out here, and the band's got some QSB, and I'm seeing some weird noise all over the band right now for some reason. I don't know why, but it's kind of shooting things up. But I'm here at UQ5, Roger.
Well, I appreciate that. Yeah, you're good 5-7 that time around, 2-5-7, so we'll put it in both ways. Paul, it looks like you and me talked back in February of 26, a couple months ago. So I was thinking it was 23, but that was the date. So nice to run into you again. Go ahead.
Oh, Roger, Roger. Well, I haven't got my log up and running, but I thought this call sounded familiar, but you know, you messed up the phone number, and I don't know why. I just there's so many of them over the years, they kind of all look familiar, but they're not. Back in February. Yeah, I had just moved there at that time, Roger.
Okay, very, very good. Yeah. You've gone up to from a 5.7 all the way down to about a 5.1 and then back up, but I'm hearing everything you're saying. The band just not being nice today. Go ahead.
Roger. Yeah. We're only running 100 watts here on a wire about 10 feet off the ground, so it doesn't surprise me. All right, Bud, before I disappear on you completely, I'll go ahead and sign with you, let you make a few more calls and see what you can do. You have a great day, and thanks for the conversation. Appreciate the QSO. Whiskey Zero Charlie Juliet Victor, 73 from KM662.
All right, very good. You take care, Paul. Have a good one. Hope we can do it again sometime real soon. Take care. KN6XQ, Whiskey Zero, Charlie, Juliet, Victor, take care.
73. CQ, Whiskey Zero, Charlie, Juliet, Victor. Whiskey Zero, Charlie, Juliet, Victor.
Whiskey Zero, Charlie, Juliet, Victor. Norway 6, Echo, NN6, EE, West Coast.
NN6, EE, Whiskey Zero, Charlie, Juliet, Victor. Good morning to you. My name here is Gary, Jack Alpha Radio Yankee. I'm out here in Fort Collins, Colorado. Back to you, November 6, Echo, Whiskey Zero, Charlie, Juliet, Victor.
Yeah, W0CJZ, NN6EE. Yeah, well, the reason that I gave you the call was I wasn't seeing any other major signals on our waterfall display. But when you came on, holy crap, there was this nice, colorful audio trace on our display. And I thought, whoa, he has to be in Colorado. Over.
Well, I appreciate that. Yes, we're in Fort Collins, Colorado, about 60 miles directly north of Denver is where we're at. About 4 miles from WWV there, not very far away from it. But you're sounding great. Absolutely no problem at all. You're solid 5 and 8. 5 and 8 there. James, glad to meet you and say hello to you. And since you've been a lot of different call signs there, I like the EE one. You have to tell me how you got that one or why you requested that one, just out of curiosity's sake. Go ahead.
Yeah, it's Jim. James is way too formal for my taste. Why? Easy. I'm a CW operator primarily. So what you want is call that is short, rhythmic, and very few characters when you're sending it via code. Over.
That is correct there. That is exactly right. That is the easy one. I like my CJV for CW because everybody knows what C is. A J, everybody knows what that is. A V is just back the other way around. So people pick it up pretty darn quick. Go ahead.
Yeah, okay, Gary. Well, you know, in my case or, you know, my experience, I've had four other calls, as you can see on my QSZ page, but I picked this one in Y2K plus one and in 2001. And so, you know, I've had it now 26 years. That's the longest I've ever had any one call in my entire tenure up until now in amateur radio. And I've had, I started out as a greenhorn novice, like I guess you did, And my call then was Whiskey November 6, British Broadcasting Company. Now, in and of itself, it's a unique call. But when you figure the amount of characters involved in WN6BBC or even WB6BBC, on CW, it went on forever, over.
That it did. That one definitely would. That's for sure. Okay, very, very good. Well, Jim, it looks like you and me talked back in August 12th of 25, and then we did it again in April of this year, so April 11th. So it's nice to run into you again and say hello to you. Go ahead.
Okay, well, heck, the pleasure's all ours, Gary. It really is. And, of course, you are extremely loud here. You're an S9 plus around 5. S9 plus 5. Very nice signal. Just out of curiosity, obviously, I can't remember the rig or the antenna that you have there. But originally it's the ICOM, is 7610, and the linear is a Elotab, a KPA 500, running 430 watts. And the antenna is a three-element monoband, voice 12 Yagi. And the Yagi has an 18-foot boom. And it's exactly one half wavelength, a.k.a. 33 feet. So even though it's not really high by amateur radio standards, its performance here for me has worked very, very well for us. For DXCC, right now we're at 314. 314 nations and entities. So I'd say it's working damn well, over.
It's working great. Absolutely no problems at all. But right now I'm running a Yaesu 3000, a Mosley tribander up about 40 feet. It's a TA-33M, model's what it is. And right now the rotor, it's not the rotor's fault. It's the mast to the antenna. Right now I got a problem with we had some 90-mile-an-hour winds come through, and it broke one of the blocks up there and broke the hardened bolt that's in it. We got a hardened bolt, so 13-grade hardened bolt, so it won't slip on the mast. But it managed to snap that, and now it turns wherever it feels like turning right this moment. I was going to take it down and lower it down. I got a hazer on it so I can bring it right down to ground level. About 6 feet off the ground, clear the privacy fence, and replaced everything, and I got all the parts laying in the garage. Just waiting for it to be a nice day out. Right now the sun's out, but it's all cloudy and ready to rain any minute, so supposed to rain this afternoon, so we'll just wait until get a nice day and I'll get her done. But I'm pointing due just east right this moment. Last time I looked at it, it was pointed east. I have to go out and look. But right now, you're solid 5 and 9. Came up to a 5 and 9.